Before we dive in, 5-Minute Brief delivers your daily news in about 5 minutes. Follow the topics you care about and get a fresh brief every morning. Try it free at 5minutebrief.ai.
You're listening to 5-Minute Brief, your daily dose of news and insights in about 5 minutes. Let's dive in. Starbucks is targeting a $400 million reduction in software expenses by deploying AI-built tools to streamline operations and cut costs. Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei predicts that traditional coding jobs will disappear before broader software engineering roles, as AI accelerates automation in development tasks. Cambashi and Threadmoat have partnered to analyze AI's impact on the engineering software market, confirming that AI is fundamentally transforming software tools and workflows. AI is also playing an increasing role in secure software development, enhancing protection against cyber threats and driving digital logistics innovation. Hexaware Technologies has joined forces with Factory to deliver enterprise AI agent-native software development solutions, aiming to boost automation and efficiency in software creation. Their collaboration centers on integrating AI agents into development workflows, enabling enterprises to accelerate software delivery through intelligent automation. Scrumscom has expanded its AI coding capabilities by acquiring Tech Leaders IO, deepening its data assets for AI-driven coding agents. Atlassian has announced enhancements to Jira, evolving it into a system optimized for AI-native software development, which will facilitate AI-assisted project management and software delivery. Gartner forecasts that by 2029, 60% of organizations will adopt smaller software engineering teams, signaling a strategic shift toward leaner, more agile groups. Despite this trend, IT hiring is rebounding, with software development jobs slowly recovering after previous declines. Nearly two-thirds of enterprises could reduce their engineering teams by 2029, but experts suggest that this will not necessarily harm engineers' career prospects. The move toward smaller teams reflects a reconfiguration of software team structures, emphasizing efficiency and adaptability in a changing technological landscape. Software engineers are adapting to AI's rise by acquiring new skills and revisiting foundational knowledge to stay relevant. However, many recent college graduates report feeling underprepared for AI-integrated software engineering jobs, exposing a gap in current education systems. Some professionals are even shifting careers entirely, such as one former software engineer who left the field for nursing due to disillusionment with AI's impact on coding. Meanwhile, industry recognition continues for leaders shaping the field, with DeMillo's lasting contributions acknowledged by Georgia Tech. Automotive manufacturers are ramping up recruitment of software engineers to address the increasing importance of software in vehicles and mobility solutions. This hiring surge reflects the sector's pivot towards software-driven innovation, particularly in electric and autonomous vehicle technologies. The expansion of software teams among carmakers signals a broader industry trend, where software engineering skills are now critical for maintaining competitive advantage. Demand is rising for engineers with expertise in embedded systems and AI integration within automotive contexts. The rise of AI and automation is prompting a fundamental reevaluation of software testing methodologies. Traditional approaches are being challenged by AI-driven tools that automate test creation, execution, and analysis, resulting in greater efficiency and coverage. This evolution requires new skills from quality assurance professionals and the integration of AI into testing pipelines. The landscape is shifting toward more continuous, intelligent, and integrated testing processes, which will impact software quality and delivery speed. OnePlus has announced it will transition all devices launching with Android 17 from Oxygen OS to Oppo's Color OS, aiming to unify software development and streamline updates. This move is expected to simplify maintenance and accelerate feature delivery across OnePlus devices. The transition marks a significant platform strategy shift, with implications for developers and users anticipating Android 17 updates. A new 2026 guide details the distinctions and strategic considerations for onshore, nearshore, and offshore software development models, specifically for US and EU teams. The guide highlights cost, communication, and quality trade-offs, providing organizations with insights to plan global delivery strategies amid evolving market demands. This resource is timely for enterprises seeking to optimize software engineering sourcing decisions in a competitive landscape. AI-driven change continues to reshape every aspect of software engineering, from enterprise costs to education and global delivery. More updates on these transformations tomorrow.